Listener Production.
Hi, and welcome to Queensland News. It's Courtney Thomas with you to share the headlines from our backyard and beyond. Here's what we're covering Tuesday, June 28. Three prisoners on the run in North Queensland, vigilante groups formed to stop youth crime, and more rain on the way this week. But first, police and Queensland Corrective Service officers are searching for three prisoners who escaped from a North Queensland prison. Early reports suggest they disappeared from the low-security prison farm in Townsville between 6:30pm and 7:30 last night. Queensland Corrective Services identified the escapees as Lane Rex Newman, Les Noel Noble and Preston Donald Zane Quakerwit. Newman serving 1 year, 3 months, 5 days for entering a dwelling with intent without violence for threats. Noble serving 4 years for armed robbery, while Preston was serving 9 months for assaulting police. If you have information for authorities, contact PoliceLink or Crime Stoppers. Meanwhile, the state opposition's responded to claims there's been a burst of vigilante groups across our state trying to tackle youth crime without police consent.
It's deeply concerning, but doesn't that show you where we've reached in Queensland, where because you have a system where there's not consequences for actions, because you have a revolving door of young thugs who just go round and round, people feel so frustrated, so under pressure, that they want to take matters into their own hands. You can understand that frustration.
LNP leader David Crisafulli speaking there. He's calling for harsher penalties for young criminals to reduce statewide crime rates. More wet weather is predicted to return to Queensland's coastline this week. Here's the Weather Bureau's forecaster, Sam Campbell, with more.
In the coming days, we're expecting a rain band to develop over the Northern Territory, and that's going to push into Queensland by Wednesday, initially over areas to the north of Mount Isa and up through the Gulf Country. And in those areas, we could see some falls of 10 to 30 millimetres on the Thursday. By the weekend, the uncertainty does start to increase, but we could broadly see an increased chance of rainfall anywhere from about Cairns right down to the New South Wales border. But still some uncertainty there in that forecast.
And police want Queenslanders to make sure they're towing their caravans, boats and trailers correctly these school holidays. Being mindful of towing weight limits and weight distribution for a trailer are ways traffic authorities say we can keep safe on big drives. For more information, head to the Queensland Police website for tips and tricks. Checking sport now, and this Saturday marks an intense match between the AFL North and South Queensland teams down at the Gold Coast. The best of our regional footy talents in both men and women's will feature in the matches with hopes to inspire a new generation of footballers. Meantime, a group of AFLW players are ready to help the next generation of Queensland footballers to take their next step. The Clanger Buster Clinics begin today at the Moreton Bay Central Sports Complex, helping young boys and girls learn all the tips and tricks to get to the elite levels. Brisbane Lions' Ali Anderson says the camp is helping make the sport more accessible for kids across our great state.
We're really wanting to focus on those clangers that can happen and how can we sharpen the skills and how can we improve. And to have AFLW players there, so on Tuesday it'll be me and Sophie Conway at the Queensland Clinic. We'll be able to just help focus on those specific clangers and sharpen those skills and just, you know, have a really good time.
Listener.